Hey, everybody, it's Lisa Lampanelli, the Queen of Maine, and you know what? I got my own podcast. Yeah, does everyone have one? Pretty much, but mine's different because I'm going to help you like I help myself. Get Stuffed with Lisa Lampanelli every week is going to teach you how to have the fabulous life that I have. If you don't listen, you're just stupid and don't want to help yourself, so don't even listen. I don't even want you to. But if you do, if you disobey my orders and listen, you can go to feralaudio.com or download it from iTunes. But again, don't listen. I don't even care.
Hey, Weird Adults. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible has the best audiobook performances, the largest library, and the most exclusive content, and you'll feel something when you listen. Learn more at audible.com/weirdadults, where you can get 30 days free and one free audiobook. It's awesome, and just so you know, I'm right now reading Missoula. I think it's a must read, and it's super easy to digest if you're listening to it on Audible. I'm also highly, extremely beyond above recommending you read or listen to on Audible, So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson. If you are of the now, if you are living in the time that we're living, which I hope you are if you're listening to this, if not, please seek medical attention because you are in fact dead. But if you are living, you have to read So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson, and you can get it for free by going to audible.com/weirdadults. This book is such a necessary read because it's so relevant to the times we're living in, and I just think it's awesome. All right, guys, check it out, audible.com/weirdadults.
Oh my gosh, hi. I'm so excited to be talking to you guys. This is the first ever episode of Weird Adults that is being recorded from my bed, in my bedroom. And it had to be this way because I'm really, really, really tired, but I also really, really feel like podcasting, which kind of means I feel like talking to myself, but I swear that's not it. I just got back from a really long trip, which was 7 days, and I realize now that 7 days is maybe not that long to most people, but it was so long to me. It didn't feel long during the trip because it was really fun, but now that I'm back, I'm like, where am I? What is this place? I had all this mail lined up, freaking taxes and hospital bills and all the stuff. A shipment from Target, a pair of Adidas Stan Smiths in baby pink, a size made only for children that I am fortunate enough to be able to wear because I'm a size 5. Which translates to a size 3 or a size 2.5, 2.5 for kids. Just a little tip for the tiny ladies listening. Oh, it's so nice to be in bed and like have someone to talk to, but not really. I think the reason I'm mostly inspired to podcast right now is, well, obviously coming home to no one is always, when you get home from a long trip, you really want someone to be there to talk to and welcome you back. And I had that. I didn't have that. I had not that. I'm so delirious. My flight this morning from Boston was up at 5 a.m. for an 8 a.m. flight, which I'm so sick of getting to the airport too early. That's over with. Okay, although I don't want to miss my flight, but I was on 4 flights, and each one I was at the airport way too early, and it could have been a lot better if I didn't have to sit at a boring airport alone. So yeah, I was up at 5 a.m. in Boston, which is time zone drop. That's 2 a.m. L.A. time, which is bullshit, because it is now what time is it? Oh my God, it's only 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That's so crazy. It feels so late. That's like being up to since 2 a.m. I need to be asleep. But I laid down to go to sleep and I couldn't sleep because you know how that is. But the other reason, the first reason I'm podcasting is because I want to be welcomed home by someone and there's no one but my pink spotted, stuffed animal Webkinz named Sprinkles. And he doesn't really, I guess he's listening. Yes, he's pink and is a boy. The other reason I want a podcast right now is because on my trip, all I did was consume podcasts and it was so great. It's so fun. You feel like you're listening to someone's conversation because you are, but like you feel like you're hanging out with them and you just get to be quiet, which is my favorite thing and blah, blah, blah. So I just felt like, man, there are some cool people out there that like to listen to my podcast and I should put one out for them to give back and lay down. Oh, I think I need to do all my podcasts laying down. So my trip. So I flew to Kansas City and I was shooting a bunch of ads for Dairy Queen, which you'll probably see on the internet, soon or now. Which is a whole thing. You know, when you're in a Dairy Queen commercial situation and you're me, it's just great. I could totally see people being like, oh my God, it's Dairy Queen. What am I doing? But I am so filled with pride and joy and just happiness all around that I am a part of a legacy as great as Dairy Queen. You have no idea. I went to Dairy Queen every day in high school. It is just, it's the greatest place. I remember every night when my mom would pick me up from driver's ed class one summer, the summer I learned to drive. Well, the summer I tried to learn to drive because I didn't get my license till 3 years later. But my driver's ed school was right by the Dairy Queen. And so I would always be like, so mom, I really want a Blizzard. And she would always act like you shouldn't, but then give in every single time. So yeah, what are my go-tos? I mean, this is stuff I would be talking about if I wasn't in a Dairy Queen ad. So this, it just feels so great to be able to talk about it. Like, I'm so happy. I know you can hear how big I'm smiling. Like, you can just tell. They should sponsor my podcast too, but I don't think that they're in that kind of market. Dairy Queen. What were my go-to flavors? A lot of Oreo Blizzards. And by the way, I haven't had one in so long. Oh, because here's the thing. So when I moved out to LA and I was all, I'm going to be healthy, which obviously that didn't work. But I wanted to, there's no Dairy Queen like close to me in Los Angeles. There's a rumor that there's one in Burbank. I've never seen it. Whatever. So the first few years I was out here, I was like, okay, I obviously really want an Oreo Blizzard, but they're far away and I'm in LA. I shouldn't be eating that, but whatever. So I told myself I will eat a Blizzard when the time is right. You know what I mean? that's how I feel about alcohol too. Like, cause as you know, I've never tried alcohol and people are like, will you ever? And I'm like, I don't know. I'll do it when the time is right. And that's how I felt about having my LA Blizzard. Like, I'll do it when the time is right. Or I guess post moving to LA, post dropping out of college and leaving Illinois. So I had this plan. Ugh, see, I live in Inglewood. Just kidding. Is that even where there's cops? I hate when I try to say something like that and then I totally do stupid stuff. Okay, I'm so tired. That's not an excuse. So I had this plan where I was only going to have a Blizzard, like I said, when the time is right. And the plan that I came up with was, this was like 3 or 4 years ago, I had shot this pilot for MTV and it was a reality show about my life. And I was like, oh, this is a big deal. This is cool. I mean, it was uncool in a lot of ways, but it was a big thing for someone that had done nothing but open mics for 3 years. So it was like, wow. And the plan was is that if the show got picked up the night or the day we found out that night, I would throw a party at the nearest Dairy Queen and like get blizzards for everybody. And so that was the plan. So like the process of this pilot was forever because we had to shoot it twice. So this is like, and just all the like annoying stuff before you shoot it. I don't even remember them begging me to do it, JK. And me being crazy. So it was like, I want to say at least a year. It was a long process because it started out as something else. I'm not remembering. Okay. So it was like a year long process of this MTV pilot situation where I'm like, okay, well, when this gets picked up, I'm going to have a Dairy Queen party. Like that's going to be the Esther move, is like to celebrate a cool showbiz thing. Well, is reality TV showbiz? I don't know. But in my world at that time, it for sure was. I was like, I'm going to throw a party at Dairy Queen. Would I have rented it out? Maybe. If that were an option, yes, of course. Okay. So that pilot never got picked up. Fudge. It's okay. I'm okay, guys. I was sad at the time, but a reality show is like not, that wasn't for me at that time. But it is sad because I never got to have this big Dairy Queen moment that I was, which was basically became the main reason I wanted the show to go, was because I wanted to have a blizzard party with all my friends. So I never had my moment. The time was never right. And then when I got this Dairy Queen commercial situation going, I was like, oh, I can have Dairy Queen whenever I want now. Like I kind of had that little chip on my shoulder, like, the time is right. I can do this whenever I want. And that feels good. As you can probably hear, I'm smiling in a big way. I'm drunk. I'm clearly drunk right now off of being tired. So I'm just rambling. And this is for you to do what you want with, to listen to on a flight, to listen to fall asleep, to listen to while you write poetry. You could do as you please. But it's a rambler. how did this story go? So then this weekend, I made a stop in Chicago for one day to see my family, because that was in between Kansas City and Boston, and which were the Dairy Queen location shoots of the that's where I was shooting the Dairy Queen stuff. And my dad was like, we gotta go all go out and get Dairy Queen. And I still hadn't had it yet. And I was like, yeah, we gotta do it. And so I tried the salted caramel truffle blizzard, and it obviously rocked my world, and it was amazing. And I'm just so happy. I feel so validated. I feel like all those years of eating at Dairy Queen finally paid off. I can't believe how long I've been talking. Like, this is so lame. If you took a moment to realize how lame it is to do a commercial for something and then, like, talk about that thing. But it's okay. I don't care, because it's a thing that everyone who knows me, they know it. It's fine. I often tell people a big moment for me was when I was in high school and I was at a movie theater in, like, a different town, you know, like, two towns over. And the Dairy Queen employee was at the same movie theater, and it recognized me. It was like, hey, oh, we're not even, wait, it's us, it's me. That was fun. I also learned what a company man was in a Dairy Queen when I asked for, or maybe it was my dad, someone asked for like extra Oreo, and the guy was like, I'll have to charge you. And my dad was like, company man, huh? And that's how I learned that. I was young, okay? Give me a break. Another funny thing that happened, not funny, but interesting, not even interesting, just a thing that happened on my trip was my flight from Kansas City to Chicago. It was the captain's last flight. And it was such a weird American moment. Like, he had his whole family, there was like 20 family members of his on the flight wearing matching t-shirts. Which is like, okay, this is lame. At first glance, you're like, this is lame. And then when you get deeper in and like more committed to what's going on and how they're all just so happy and they're all probably flying for free and like just excited because these are small town people. It was really sweet and cute how invested they all were in his last flight, which to me, I'm like, last flight? How big of a deal is that? But I guess that would be a big deal if I was like, this is my last stand-up show. I think I'd want some people to make t-shirts for that, I guess. And after we landed, like, a fire truck was there and sprayed the plane with water. I guess that's like some way to honor a pilot, but it was kind of fun. Maybe they were just cleaning the plane. I don't know. But I will say I did cry. I cried. Everyone was crying. It was such a, like I said, American, happy, sad moment. I think I had an emotional trip and I don't know why. Just all, you know, when you're away from home for as long as I was for 7 days, you go with the wind. Wherever the wind takes you is where you go. What else happened? I made some notes here. They're not going to be interesting. I can promise you that. That's mean to say, because you made a choice to listen to this, and I want to support that choice. I feel like deep down, I wish someone else would make this podcast. Yeah, I was thinking that while I was away. I was like, I want to listen to a podcast that's just like my podcast, but it's not me. So if anyone wants to do that, please hit me up or just go about it and then, you know, tell me so I can listen to it and be your fan. Flight with too many seats. I don't know what that means. Crying in public. Yeah, crying in public is something I have a huge issue with, which you wouldn't think I would because I'm Esther, and I'm kind of dramatic, and I like lots of fun. There's something about crying in public, though, like I can't do, because I remember when I was crying in front of the captain, because of the captain, I did not want anyone to know. And this happened on the flight this morning, too. I was crying because I was watching the news about the Baltimore riots, and I was crying. I was kind of crying seeing the reverends in like the street and singing and kind of trying to bring people together made me cry because I thought that was really beautiful. And then did you see the mom? You have to know what I'm talking about. The mom in the yellow top basically beating the shit out of her son. So funny and amazing and awesome. She found her son, I guess. You have to look up this clip. I don't know how to find it, but like mom getting her son in the Baltimore riot. She just like starts hitting him and just being such a tough mom. And it's so funny because he's just like totally emasculated and he's trying to hide from her. And it's just great because he's trying to riot and she's like, boy, get the fuck over here. It's really, that made me happy. I think something else was making me cry on the plane too, but I can't remember. I cry. Maybe I just get really emotional on planes because I'm really scared and nervous. I got to see my dogs in Chicago, which was awesome. I think I'm going to post the video. I like to take video all the time when I reunite with Pepper and Duncan and then post the videos because they make me so happy. And I just love to rewatch them and relive what happened because it's the best feeling. It's like a drug in many ways for me because I walk into my backyard and the dogs just go crazy for me. I never will feel as much love as I do returning home to these dogs. And it gets more and more intense every time. Like this time, the dogs trampled me. Like Pepper's paws were on my neck, basically choking me while I was licking my face. I couldn't get up. They were just like jumping over me. It's so cute and sweet. I hope that other people can derive joy from this video, because it just means so much to me. It's the best thing ever. That's all. Something that is kind of, well, no, I'll keep talking about my trip. In Boston, I went out to a really fun dinner with all the people I was working with, and I had scallops for the first time and mussels, and that was a really big deal for me. I mean, how uninteresting can we get? But I don't like seafood, and I'm trying to be a mature adult and a grown up, and I had a really nice evening. I also, this is a problem for me, is that I tend to stay alone and kind of hide in my hotel room whenever I'm on a work trip. And it's awful. Like, I don't know how I got it in my head where I'm like, well, I'm just here to work, so I'm going to burrow myself in my hotel room and be alone and maybe order some food and watch TV, because you don't really watch TV like at home. You kind of only watch it in hotel rooms. So, right? I don't know. So that, like a couple years ago, I think that was in my head. Like, this is how you travel, is you just stay in. And my last few trips, which I think were in New York, I was like, this is awful. But I had been particularly cooped up because there was crazy snow and it was like the worst time of the year to be in New York, like right in that horrible late January, early February pocket of freezing doom. So I really did not get out at all, and I got so sad and depressed, and I just remember having the worst trip, and it was purely because I never left my room. And so since then, and like I said, that's my tendency. I naturally just want to stay in and don't want to go out and don't want to explore or try new things. And I really mean that. It's funny because I know that's a thing, like people, that's the cliche, is like, I like to travel and walk along the beach and try new things or whatever. That's the opposite of me, naturally, at least. But this trip, when people were going out to dinner, I was like, yeah, I'm in. And I really made an effort to go out, try stuff, have new experiences, take in the city. And it was awesome. It was really fun. And I'm really glad I did it. I'm giving myself a pat on the back. I'm really proud of myself. I highly recommend living life, because my normal state is I make the choice not to do that. And so with a little bit of effort, you too can be a normal human being. Okay. So something that kind of is something going on that could maybe be seen as not so great, and in many ways it's not, is my sister is going through a divorce. Now, I rarely talk about my sister because there's just so much to talk about myself. So it's like, what? Why bother? But she's going through a divorce and it sucks. It's really not fun for her. It's really bad. Divorce is bad. I mean, sometimes I think it's good, but right now it's really hard. And I've been there for her as much as I can be. And it was really nice to see her this weekend. And I'm trying to see the positive in what is a pretty muddy situation. And I wanted to share that with you guys. And that is basically that because I've been, you know, a shoulder to cry on for my sister, and I've been someone to just sit there and listen for, you know, to what she has to say and all that, I feel a lot closer to her, and I feel closer to her than I've felt in a really long time, like probably since we used to live together at home. And I think that's nice, and I think that maybe it's all going to end up being good. I mean, I really have nothing to say about this because it's kind of hard to talk about, but I guess I really just wanted to share that, like, I'm finding the good in something, and I hope you can do that too. I kind of am bailing on the sister divorce thing because I realize she might get mad at me. And I'm also still in bed, and I think I might be ready to go to sleep soon. So yeah, I think that's really it for this check-in. I love hearing from you guys. I really do. Every tweet I get about this podcast really makes me feel quite good because it's fun and we all get along and we're all friends and we all just want to not feel so alone, which is how I felt when I came home from Boston today. Smiley face. So, I also used Uber Fresh today for the first time, which I think it's now called Uber Eats, but that's when you use the Uber app to order a meal. I don't know if it's in every city, but I used it today for the first time because I just got back from the airport and it was the perfect thing ever. The most perfect thing ever. See, I'm so tired. I have to go to bed. Oh man. I think it's time for me to go to sleep. If you are new to Uber, I have an Uber code for you to get $20 off your first ride. And I think it might work for Uber Eats too, which if you want lunch delivered to you within like 5 minutes, then yeah, you should try it. The code is MVPV5. And if you just type that in to your Uber app, you will get $20 credit, which is the shit. MVPV5 is the code. So yeah, and then as always, guys, feralaudio.com, show page Weird Adults, you'll find our Amazon link. You can always donate. You can subscribe on iTunes, and you can write a review. That always means the world to me because I haven't really done a big push for that, but I'm doing it now. So please do that. I'll try and get a contest going, and I want to start reading those again. So put some up there so that I can start reading iTunes reviews on the podcast. And throw a question there. Come on. I will see it. This is the place to propose for marriage. This is the place to tell me that you think I'm ugly and fat. Like, do it all, and I will read it on this podcast. And I have a show May 20th at UCB at 8 o'clock. And then I have an even more special show June 26th at UCB, which is either at 11 o'clock or midnight. And I will be talking about that more later. You guys are my dearest friends, and without you, I would be very alone. But I'm alone with you too. But we're all alone together. Okay. You guys are the greatest. Tweet, Facebook, you know the drill. Take care. Feral Audio.
It's so cold.
As a branch of the United States government, it is the mission of the National Security Agency to assess and flag citizens of the country who may present a threat to its security. The NSA has clearance to wiretap by any means necessary.
Tapped. Incidental recordings of private conversations from the files of the NSA.
Now on feralaudio.com.